Mercy Corps is an international relief and development organization working in 40 countries to help with disaster relief. Jill Moorhead is originally from Mason City and has spent some time most recently working in Puerto Rico and in the Houston area following Hurricane Harvey. She joins me by phone this afternoon. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You are a team lead, as I understand. What does that mean?
I'm a team lead on our strategic response and global emergencies team, meaning when an emergency happens or if we're responding to a conflict.
Something happened with you recently that doesn't normally happen.
I happened to be spending time at my mother and stepfather's house in Dallas, and we were watching on the news everything that was happening in Houston during the 4 or 5 days that Harvey was just sort of dumping rain on Texas. The first thing we did was start to look for grassroots or local organizations that are familiar with the area, familiar with the caseload there. They know their area much better, obviously, than we would, and so we like to work through local partners. We have a global partnership with MasterCard, and we provided them with prepaid debit cards from MasterCard worth about $150 each that people could take to anywhere that MasterCard and debit cards are accepted, including the pharmacy, Home Depot, grocery stores, to be able to meet their immediate needs following Harvey.
So essentially what you do is you go in, you get the a team started, you get them established, you set the parameters, and then you're on to the next disaster. Am I understanding that correctly?
We did have to weigh very carefully before we went to Houston and before we went to Puerto Rico how many resources that was going to pull from other areas that we're working that also have critical things happening. I mean, there's a severe food crisis in Yemen right now. Also in Somalia, and those are places that we work regularly. And so as we divert these resources to Puerto Rico and Houston, how is that going to affect our programming in Somalia and Yemen?
When you spend a month in a place like that, and you're handing out water, and you're seeing the devastation, and you're seeing just the human strife, it must be hard to leave. Eventually, you have to leave, and you did that. So talk about how hard it is to leave once you've made some progress.
Yeah, it is a little bit bittersweet. I mean, luckily I have practice because that's what my team does. We go in and get the program started and are able to hand over to a team on the ground. But we again look for local partners in Puerto Rico. We bond with those local partners. We start, those initial, get the wheels rolling, and then it's time to go. So it's a little bit, it's hard to leave and hard to let go. But when you know you're handing over to a team on the ground, that makes it easier.
So you're back in Iowa. You have a little downtime. What's next after you are on your next mission?
Yeah. Unless something comes up in the meantime, I think I'm at least home through the end of the year. And we have projects that we work on when we're home to make sure that every time we respond, we're doing a better and better job. So I'll be working on those projects.
Jill Moorhead, you have a very interesting and very important job. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today to talk about Mercy Corps and your job.
Thanks so much for having me.